Welcome to Hammer Dome! Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir. How are we?
All is well, my friend.
Nicky Skates, how are we?
How we doing? How we doing?
NHL playoffs back tonight?
Back tonight.
Emmett Otter McMahon, how we doing?
Hey, doing really good, Tony. Pumped.
NBA playoffs back tonight?
Oh, yeah. We're all the way back.
Bet your fucking sweet ass they are. And without further ado, a man hailing from Canada, by way of Canada, a legend, former fucking rock star. Now he's just a rock star in the fucking gambling world. He's a good gambler.
Good gambler.
He's a good gambler. Good gambler. The one and only sports rage, Gabriel Morenci.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna give you my best. David Lee Roth. Whoa, yeah! Let's do this thing. Fired up. Let's rock. A lot of stuff to get to.
Hey, in your rock star days, you might be able to take down the sidebar if you want. I don't know how that is for you. Whatever. Were you drummer? Or you lead singer? Or?
No, I was. I was a guitarist and a singer. I was one. We had two guitarists. I was one of the guitarists. I was a singer. I'll float you over a video when we were opening up for Death and Merciful Fate in the mid '90s, in which I had hair, a lot of it,
Hell yeah!
I looked like fucking Fabio.
Please,
better looking.
Please send that over. Please fucking send that over. How's things been going, man? How's life?
Hey, listen, we've been rocking. I haven't spoken to you since I drunk texted you from the draft. I said, listen, you guys need me from the draft. It's probably a good thing. That you didn't call me back, Tone, because we went pretty hard in Vegas.
Well,
great times, great times.
Gabe, I can't remember what it was, but I think all of your E's were eights.
I had a problem.
I knew you weren't all there that weekend. Why would you be here in Vegas for the fucking draft? So I figured, hey, we'll fucking see if we could give Gabe a week or two to fucking dry out and then have him on. How was Vegas for the draft?
No, it was a great time. It was off the hook. It was like literally a million people on the strip. It was a great, great Vegas weekend. The draft was fun. We killed the props. And I can't wait for the Super Bowl. You imagine the Super Bowl, man?
Oh.
What's going to be like there?
No, I honestly cannot. What do we have? Next year's
F1 in Vegas, too, man. Like, seriously, Vegas is the place to be. But listen, I figured you guys are the hockey crew. And I brought my A game out for you today as far as the jersey. I told Nicky Skates, I said, I got to bring it today as far as the jerseys are concerned. So you got to be wondering, what's he wearing? What jersey is this, right? A little yellow here.
Gumpy, actually, yes, yeah.
Look at this.
No way.
Little Springfield.
The Isotopes.
Go Topes! Three-eyed fish, motherfuckers. Go Topes!
He's on the back.
Oh. The back is even, the fact that there isn't even a back here. Let me try to spin around here for you.
Fucking
number 89, Simpson.
Hey, who's got more tarps? You or Sherapan?
That's not bad, huh? Sherapan for my fun. These guys like his
guys
keep
it
guys, lid store.
Is he own lids at this point, kid?
Yeah, Christ. I think he should buy a lid. He keeps lids in business. Well, I got to tell you, this is pretty badass. And in the words of Mr. Burns, I wouldn't mind having a third eye. Would you?
All right, Gabe. Hey, where do you want to – playoffs are back. How are they treating you so far? Where do you want to start? You want to start in the association or you want to start on the ice?
Let's start on the ice. I'm all fired up, man, because I'm sure you guys would appreciate this. I got a head start on tonight's action. I just bet on in-game under 7.5. Great Britain and Sweden in the World Championships in Finland right now.
Yeah.
Final score 6-0. And I'm a big fan of these alternate line puck plays right now. So I got the Tampa Bay Lightning +2.5 tonight, +111 now. So under 7.5 in game, Lightning +2.5 turned into a +111 play.
Oh, parlay.
Here's another sort of mad scientist pick I put together. +3.5 pucks with the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. And the Colorado Avalanche to win the hockey game, -162. It's not bad.
I mean, I'm laying the juice there. Like, obviously, you're thinking the fucking Avs are going to win, and Tampa +3.5 is probably as good as it gets, you're thinking.
Nothing's a lock, right? Every lock has a key.
I didn't want to say it. That's why I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, there's the exceptions. But you know, me and Cam, and I've been the driving force of this. You know, I'm playing the sides, but I like a little bit of insurance. It's basically like a teaser in football or something, right?
Yeah.
So listen, and so for the record, I got the Tampa Bay Lightning. I got a bunch of futures here for you guys. I can't not take the Lightning at +128 at FanDuel. Yeah,
have to.
As far as this series is concerned, the Florida Panthers. Yeah, good for you. You beat the Washington Capitals. The Tampa Bay Lightning found something as the series went on. I'll tell you what, guys. The Toronto Maple Leafs are a damn good hockey team. They threw the fucking sink, the fridge, the microwave, the hammers, the nails. They threw chairs. It was like Pat at WrestleMania, man. Oh, yeah. It was like they did it all. They were flipping off of ropes and whatever. You saw. People are going to talk about Vasilevsky. Vasilevsky was not on his A game in that series. 8.97 save percentage. But what happened in Game 6 and Game 7 as the series went on, he started to tighten up. I'm sure you guys know this, but for the viewers and the listeners, Andre Vasilevsky is 17 and motherfucking old guys off a loss the last 3 years in the playoffs. They don't lose two games in a row, this team. So how are you going to beat them in a seven-game set? They're the two-time defending champions for a reason. I think a couple of days off will help them. Listen, point being out early in the series here isn't the best situation for Tampa, but I think John Cooper's the best coach in the league. I like Tampa at +128 to win the series. And I'm a big fan of Tampa Bay Lightning +1.5 games, guys, at -130, because I think it could go seven, and hey, we win the bet if it goes seven.
Are you rolling with them tonight or as well at +132? Or
yeah, just... I have to if I like them in the series, right? I have to, especially at plus money.
On the plus side, Gabe, the Leafs did get a little more respect in the handshake line on the way out this year.
Yeah, that's, good for them. Yeah, you know, I actually felt bad for them, Gump, to like, take a subtle shot at the Canadians. They can go fuck themselves now. Fuck you, Keith. hey, how about Mitch Marner getting carjacked last night? Hey. People think it's all like you know, maple syrup and Tim Hortons in Canada. Everyone loves each other. Ask Gump. He knows. People get whacked here, bro.
Not all rainbows and gumdrops. You're not going to lay the 215 with the Avalanche set. Are you confident? And you're there in your parlay. But are you confident enough to lay the puck line?
No. You know what? I was actually trying to talk myself into the Blues in this series, guys. I was thinking about taking the Blues at +2.5 games because I'm like, you know, they can win two games. Sure. My deal with the Blues is, and I like them, I like any team that's won a cup before. They have that championship pedigree. This is going to be a nasty series because you know St. Louis is just going to try to bully and play physical hockey against Colorado. But ultimately, they're not going to be able to score the Avalanche. So I sort of flipped from saying, you know what, why force Colorado? Why force this and bet against Colorado and take St. Louis at +2.5 games in a series, especially when it was like -176. Mm-hmm. And then I see FanDuel has the Colorado Avalanche -1.5 games, -160. That's my approach, Toad, to this. So, you know, and I've got the Avs in the parlay. I'll put some material for the Avs. But I'm going to play the series. I'm going to lay the 1.5. I don't think it goes seven. I think maybe goes six. Maybe it goes five. But listen, I got Calgary going to the Stanley Cup. So I think it's going to catch up to Colorado, but not yet, not against St. Louis.
Go ahead, Nick.
Gabe, that was my next question was, you're going to break Gumpy's heart. The Calgary, the Battle of Alberta.
The Battle
Calgary
of Alberta.
Flames and the Edmonton
Oilers.
Yeah,
you guys were on Team Texas, from what I understand. And Nicky was telling me. I said, go Flames. He's like, no, we're on the Stars.
That's my squad. That's my squad, Gabe. That was all we had.
What a performance by Ottinger. Holy
unbelievable.
Shit.
23 years old is absurd. They could have won that game in overtime. That was the frustrating part. Like, the first 5 minutes of overtime, the Stars came out flying.
No, they really did. That was a fun series. Now that we roll into the Battle of Alberta, I'm just big on, look, man, if the Flames take like 130 shot attempts at the Edmonton Oilers, they might score 14 times. Like, compared to, you know what I mean? Compared to what they just faced against Dallas. And nothing against Mike Smith, because I think it's low-hanging fruit to always blame the goalie. Mike Smith made one mistake, and he also saved their ass a bunch of times. And the same dipshits that rip him for one mistake don't say anything after, right? It's always, oh, Connor McDavid, yeah, what about Mike Smith when you guys were down 1-0 and he made a million saves for you? So I don't think Mike Smith has gotten enough credit. But with that being stated, you know, Markstrom to me is the better goaltender. You know, you got the best player on the ice with McDavid. This is going to be a fun series, but I got the Flames winning this in six. I just think the Flames are going to have an easier time now against Edmonton. Like, Edmonton have a ton of defensive breakdowns. I mean, who is the sniper on the Kings? Philip Deneau? I mean, now you're facing a much more explosive offense in Calgary. Calgary, I've been telling people this, guys, that teams, you watch teams in the playoffs in the NHL, don't just assume because a team played one way in one round that they're going to be the same way in the next round.
Bingo.
That was the Calgary and Dallas are mirror images of each other. This is going to be, there's going to be a lot more goals. Look, 5 of the 7 games went under the number in the Dallas series. It's going to be a little bit different with Edmonton. I think there's going to be more goals. But ultimately, I just like Calgary's four lines. I like their goaltending. I like their physicality. Connor McDavid's a stud, but I think the Flames win this series in 6.
Gabe, last one here. Carolina in New York. We obviously saw what the Rangers in Pittsburgh went through. And then Carolina and Boston was a battle, too. Carolina had the better of it in the regular season, but that was with Freddie Anderson in net. He's not playing as of yet. They're going with Antti Raanta to start game one, at least. And Shesterkin kind of started to figure it out the playoffs as he went along. He got a little bit better towards the end of that series. What do you think here for Carolina with home ice in New York?
Well, I know you guys just watched this the Ranger team very closely.
Yeah,
I might
did.
Be in a minority here. And I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I think the Blue Shirts can play with anybody.
Okay.
I've been saying this all year. I think the Blue Shirts are built for the playoffs. And as you stated, you look at Shesterkin, he was shaky earlier in the series against Pittsburgh. But like Vasilevsky, he got better as the series went on and as part of the you know, the growth. What, you know, I like Carolina, but people sort of accelerate Carolina a little bit too much. And, you know, I want to use an analogy, too. Look, you guys know I'm a Buffalo Bill fan. And you look at Florida being favored over Tampa. And it's almost like the Bills being favored over the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Tampa are still the Chiefs. Like, and Florida haven't proven anything yet. And Carolina are one of these very hyped up teams, too. But you guys know this. They dominated the Boston Bruins in a regular season. They had a favorable matchup. They match up well with this team. And they still went 7 with them. I like the Rangers, guys. I like this Rangers price, man, as a series underdog. To me, this series has 7 games written all over it. I think this is going to be a 7-game battle, and at this plus series price, I got to be on the Blue Shirts, guys.
Yeah, and you could get the Rags at the plus 1.5, minus 130 if you like it that way, too.
And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
I mean, it's...
And I should know, too, with the Flames, you can get the Flames minus 1.5, Tone. At plus 112 at FanDuel, come on, man, plus money for the Flames to win in 6, I love that play as well.
How do you feel about the Battle of Alberta?
I'm fucking bitter. I don't give a shit about this fucking series, dude. Fuck. The playoffs, I mean, I want Tampa or Florida. Whoever wins that series, I think, wins it again. I really do. I don't know how Tampa has been a dog. Tampa was a dog against the fucking Maple Leafs. And they're a dog against the Florida Panthers. It makes no sense to me, Gabe.
Two-time champs.
Yeah.
Two-time champs. And like I said, Vasilevsky, 17-0 this team. So not just him, but the team. They're 17-0 off a loss in the playoffs the last 3 years. How the hell do you get in front of that when you're getting plus 128?
It happened last series, and I'll do it again this series. Like, I almost hope Tampa loses tonight and then take him to win the series. Because that's what happened. Every time the Leafs beat him, I just took him again to win the series, Gabe, at plus money.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's an approach tonight, guys, just you know, to go to the NBA.
Let's
look,
do it.
Man, you have the Miami Heat. They're getting plus money. They're on their home court.
Correct.
You know, we saw with Milwaukee and Boston, and credit to people, I didn't think Boston should be that big of favorites, but what happened is you could have got both teams at plus money, essentially, right? Because Milwaukee won, and boom, they're up, and then suddenly, oh, man, you know, you can get Boston at plus 145, plus 150 right now. And I think it's a similar situation tonight. It's much like betting baseball in-game. You got to jump in the pool, but you got to take the underdog first, hope they score first, hope they get it, and then boom, you're getting the favorite at plus money after. And I think you could do a similar situation with this Miami-Boston series. Roll the dice with the Miami Heat tonight. Take them at plus 145. Roll the dice that they win this game tonight. Line changes. Hey, they go up 2-0. Let's not give the trophy to Boston yet. Miami, you're a good basketball team. Get in the Heat at plus 145 in this series. Too good to pass up. And similar situation, guys. Just as the hockey, we're getting the Miami Heat at plus 1.5 games at like in the minus 130 range. I got to take that as well.
Yeah, I was thinking, why lay the 160, 170, 180 for series prices with Celtics when game one, game two on the road, you're probably going to get them plus money both games.
Exactly. And it's probably going to be a split, Tone, right? So, right? You know, you're exactly right. I would play it out. And that's for good, you know, it's sort of a stock market approach here.
Correct.
But you really can get plus money. And I think you got to be playing bigger units to actually make it worth your while.
Yeah.
But you can get plus money on both teams in a playoff series, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, that's why I was going to ask you, because we did look at it like stock-wise. Do you have a side that you like better than that one?
You know what? For me, I'm going with Miami.
Okay.
I'm going with Miami. I look at Boston, and they beat a shorthanded and a not a very good Brooklyn team. They only beat them by an average 4 points. It was the third smallest margin of victory in a four-game sweep in NBA history. All right? Like, Brooklyn were sort of right there, and they suck. Now you look at Milwaukee. They didn't have Chris Middleton. If they do, and no excuses, I'm not taking, maybe Boston still wins the series.
Sure.
But I got to believe with Chris Middleton, one game probably would have been different. And we're not even talking about the Boston Celtics right now. I think people are overhyping the Celtics just a little bit. And I think people are undervaluing the Heat a little bit. They've been the higher seed. They've got home
court. They're the one seed.
They haven't lost it.
They've got fucking home court here, and they're plus 145.
They're the one seed.
I mean, it's Larry Bird and the Chief. There's Chief walking through the door with McHale and a big bag of weed. Come on, man.
Gabe, when are the Vancouver Whitecaps going to turn it around in the MLS?
Oh, fuck, bro. I was at that game the other day. You see that wild stuff, 3-3?
Did you know he was there? Is that why you fucking... Yeah.
Me and the other 10,000 caps strong there. me and the other 8,000. And you know what? It was game 7 of the Leafs. It was game 7 of the Leafs and Lightning, and I literally was sitting at an MLS game between like two last place teams in the Western Conference. I was having a great time. If every time I wouldn't go out to a game because there was other games on TV, I'd never leave my fucking condo. So I had to get out. I'm right across the street from the stadium. It was a good time, though. And I'm going to go see Canada versus Iran, Gump, on June 5th, actually.
Okay. I thought Trudeau was trying to cancel that game, dude.
All right. Oh, is he trying to shut it down?
Gabe, do you have any opinion on you give the Mavs any chance?
Yeah, you know what? I like this series to go 7 games at plus 200. I look at this and I figure why. I love Luka Doncic. The guy's amazing. I don't want to get in front of him, but Golden State are just too good. They're too deep, right? You've got the old big three. You throw in Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins, speaking of Canada and Toronto. He suddenly doesn't suck. This, you know, Wiggins has mailed it in most of his career, but being with Golden State, it's made him a better player and it's made him actually try. Like, he's the old, like, I sweat more doing this hit right now than Wiggins used to sweat during the game. I swear to God, he'd play 48 fucking minutes and be bone dry. He should have had a deodorant sponsor. But he's been balling. You know, you got Kuminga. They're just too deep, I think, for Dallas. But with that being stated, Dallas are a damn good home team, guys. And Luka's not going to go down without a fight. I think, listen, you could take this series to go 6 games at plus 200 at FanDuel and to go 7 games at plus 200 at FanDuel, and you're making money. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it on to go 6 at plus 200, but I'm going to go bigger on another plus 200 that this thing goes 7 because I do think it goes 7, Warriors in 7.
Yep, it's funny you say that. Guppy and I love doing that approach. At one point, Malik Willis and Kenny Pickett were both in the plus 200s to be the first quarterback taken, so fucking take them both.
Boom. Dude, I said the same thing. I remember that. I was talking about on the show. I said, guys, you got Kenny Pickett at plus 150 at the time and Malik Willis at plus 200. It's free money. Sam Howell ain't being the fucking first quarterback taken.
No, sometimes just don't overthink it.
You got to be a good gambler, Gabe.
Before we let you out of here, Cam told you, Levis,
number one pick next year in the draft.
Fucking Kentucky. Okay. Wow. Has Cam told you who he's taking in the PGA Championship this weekend, by any chance?
No, he hasn't. I'm looking forward to seeing what he comes up with. We'll definitely post it. We'll post the videos and check us out on the grid. I'm looking forward to seeing what the mad scientist comes up with. You know what? True story. He's the bigger golf better than I am, but I actually put $100 on Spieth to win this past weekend. Motherfucker was 25 under, and I still lose by one.
Oh, I saw. What time are you on tonight? 6?
Yeah, 9, 6 Eastern.
12, 3 a.m., all those?
Yeah. 6 Eastern
When are you just going to be the Truman Show, Gabe? Just 24 hours, you fucking talking sports betting.
You should see my life off the air, Gump. It's more interesting.
All right, Gabe, we'll let you out of here on that. Thank you so much. Catch him on the fucking grid.
Love you guys, man.
See you, man. See you, Gabe. Thank you.
Fucking legend.
Yeah, he is a fucking legend.
I love that guy.
He said it. I mean, he was DMing us to come on the show while at the fucking draft, and I mean these make no sense, Gabe. It would be it'd be irresponsible for me to put you on air right now. We can't thank Gabe enough. At Sports Rage on Twitter.
Hell yeah.
Catch him on the grid. Nick, let's go to the ice. How did you feel about it? What are you doing tonight? What are your thoughts on?
I agree with a lot of what Gabe had to say. I'm going to go Lightning tonight at +132. Yeah. Taking a stab out of here. We figure this is going to be a long one. We figure they're going to steal one, at least one in Florida. Why not tonight? As for the other game, St. Louis, Colorado, I think St. Louis can beat Colorado, but I'm not willing to bet on it yet. So I'm going to put my feet up for this first game and see what happens.
What's and 1.5 at?
For St. Louis, mm-hmm. -128.
Am I crazy to think 7's a lot in that game?
Fuck, if Colorado gets going.
No, yeah, I
it's
know,
so
but
hard to...
Colorado will score in bunches. That's the thing. See. That's the only concern.
You like to think the Blues are going to give them more of a game than Nashville did, and Nashville did end Nashville up ultimately keeping their... it close in a couple of them.
I can't go under the overtrends for these two teams.
Everything's going over, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything. So,
Blues are 1-6 in their last 7 in Colorado, and 1-6 in their last 7 against Colorado. That's not good. I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'll
over is 6-0 in these two's last 6 meetings.
Yeah, let me see how that one plays out. I'm on Lightning money line for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm going to ride it till I'm going to do what I did. I'm going to ride the teams, you know.
No Braden Point hurts, but. Yeah.
You also give me Bob versus fucking Vasilevskiy. I'm going to take Vasilevskiy.
That Caps team was depleted as well.
And yeah,
Panthers
I know.
Struggled with them. Like that series could have went 7, and then who knows what happens.
Heavy overtrends for that one as well. But I will be staying away from the total. I'll go on the Lightning with you guys.
All Team right. Ride!
Team Ride!
And then in the NBA tonight, just the one game, we are in the finals now. Celtics and Heat. I have no idea.
Welcome to the jungle.
I got no fucking idea.
Celtics money line. Fuck it. Smart. I think Smart is going to play.
204 is quite a low total.
Dude, I want to go under on that.
Unders 5-2 in the Celtics last 7. Unders 7-1 in the Heat's last 8 as a favorite.
Feels like this series, whoever loses a home game is going to lose, right?
Yeah.
Heat haven't lost a home game all playoffs.
Correct. Celtics. They also haven't played the teams that Celtics have played.
Yeah. Lowry out is huge. I don't know why nobody's talking about it.
I mean,
he's a playoff performer, dude. Like he put the Raptors on his back.
Mm-hmm. I know. I think that people think that Victor Oladipo is going to come in and really do a lot. I don't know. Like, I would not put my money attached to that.
Whoa, dude! Is that you hate Oladipo because what he did to the Pacers?
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, he did. He came in here and he treated the Pacers kind of shitty. But I mean. 67% of the money is on the Heat in this game. I don't know. I am so skeptical about this.
I like that. I do like that. I feel like if...
First game these two played, there was 95-78, obviously under the 204. Second one was 122-92. That would be over. And the third one was 106-98, which is right on that 204 number.
Yeah, I'm riding Celtics money line here. I think they got too much firepower. I really do.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with you there, Gump.
Hell yeah.
Fuck. This game, I'm throwing in the under of 204.
204 is so low.
I know.
You know what's funny though? You think about that number. Last Dance was on last night on ESPN.
86.
84, 81.
Yeah, they're a lot of fucking. Play a lot different.
Imagine what the totals were back then.
This is college total.
My lord.
I just looked at First Basket. I don't like it.
I haven't hit one of those in a minute. In a minute, my friend.
So, is Marcus Smart going to play?
Yeah. Trending that way.
Yeah, Larry's fuck. Game time decision, yeah. All right. Tomorrow we will.
You cannot find a way.
I cannot find a way.
Dude, I am looking at this, and I almost want to go back on what I just said, but I can't. Jason Tatum's too good to not bet the Celtics
my
here.
My Celtics bet is biased. And
we know.
I don't know. I just think they're straight up better than the Heat. I know the Heat are good.
Yeah.
But they're not the same team without Lowry. Like, if not comparing the two, but if Celtics didn't have Jaylen Brown, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, Lowry's their number two scorer. Like, I don't understand why nobody is talking about him being out at all.
Yeah. I mean, like, I guess feel the like Jimmy Butler effect of just how it's his team.
Yeah, but if it's like the Celtics are going to do to Jimmy Butler what they did to Durant.
Yes! Liverpool just scored.
Fucking stay alive. Come on, Lance!
How much time's left?
23 minutes.
It was in the 70s.
67.
Whew. They're all right.
All you want is a chance on the final day. Just a shot. Just a chance. That's all we need.
All right.
Let us have the final day.
There are two boosts for tonight in the NBA. Jimmy Butler and Bam to each score 15 points. And Tyler Hero to make 2+3s. You think Jimmy and Bam happens?
What are we doing?
What do you mean?
Are you just going against our teams every night? Is that what this is?
You think FanDuel knows that you're a Celtics fan?
I mean, they fucking buried the Guinos and
Well, you know, on those two boosts, they were right on both of those boosts.
No, neither of them hit.
Wasn't the one
Tony?
No, because the Suns lost. No, it wasn't our team doing that stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
The boost didn't hit. I mean, that's all that matters. This will lose too.
You think this will lose? It doesn't say the button. It doesn't say the Celtics aren't going to win.
I know. I just feel if this happens, I have a hard time believing this.
Here, let me fucking make you feel better. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Grant Williams to each make 2+3s.
Now you're talking my language. Fucking Hulu.
Take it all fucking personally.
The fucking Hulu boost. Hulu came through and saved us.
Yeah, they did. Thank you, Hulu.
Jeez.
Come
on, lads.
All right, let's go to the diamond. We already have some in action right now, right?
Yeah, the fucking Mikolaj.
What's going on with Mikolaj?
Mikolaj is poking his ugly head. Just
what do you mean?
I mean, I'd like to say that, I mean, we knew this was coming at some point.
Sox are up 3-0.
Yeah.
Was that Cease who got the start early?
Yeah. Against a bad team. Cease against a bad team. That's good.
Didn't want to lay it, though.
Yep.
Diamondbacks are up 3-0. Almost. Mikolaj is dead. Fuck! Okay.
It's bound to happen at some point.
Yeah. Mets are a tough team to bet against.
Yeah, they're a wagon. Their first five, I think they're 21-9 or something like that. Something
they're a tough team to bet against.
Yeah, good ball club. Good ball club.
Good fucking win. Ball club. Fucking, what's his name? He's not even back yet.
DeGrom?
Yeah.
That's a problem. Could be fucking Subway Series all over again.
You trotting fucking DeGrom, Scherzer, and pick whoever their third is.
Fucking Meagle.
Tyler.
Meagle.
Fucking Tywin Walker's throwing.
They'll throw him in the pen if they get to the playoffs.
We'll get there.
Fucking Buck Showalter's fucking. He knows what he's doing out there.
Kidding me?
He knows how to coach a ball team.
Yeah, guy can
had the fucking Orioles winning the AL East, dude.
All right, let's go. Cincy is at Cleveland.
Yeah, I ain't touching this one. I love Overton, though. The thought here is, let the record show that I do want to take the Reds.
Trust me, so did
Overton
I.
Overton has been very good. Plesac has not been as good.
Overton's got a 1.59.
Yeah.
Plesac started the year good.
Yeah, he's fading.
But he's given up 6-5-5 in his last whatever. I couldn't pull the trigger on the Reds, though.
Yeah, I'm good.
Detroit at Tampa, Bo Brisky and McClanahan. Did you want to lay that with McClanahan?
No, thank you.
Okay, me either. Joan A. Doan goes against Cody Poteet. Washington at Miami. You were on Miami yesterday. Are you on him again?
Absolutely.
Me too.
Give me Poteet, first five money line.
First five money line with Poteet. He has a 2.67 expected ERA and has only given up one earned run the entire year.
I feel like A. Doan, like his numbers are terrible.
Terrible.
But like when you watch him, it looks like he has decent stuff. He just can't figure it out.
Yeah, and here's my worry is both teams are in the top five right now versus righties. So anything could happen. Me and you, we're on the Marlins.
Oh, no.
San Diego at Philly. It was just Clevinger all day. I just saw Eflin for the first time.
Eflin for the Phillies?
Yeah.
Ah, jeez.
What?
I was going to take the Padres.
Is this Eflin's got a 0.9 at home, 7 on the road.
Clevinger has not been good since coming back.
No, he's given up two or three each start. What is the line?
Padres are here you go. Padres -105, Phillies -115, but the Padres are -0.5.
Padres are -0.5, huh? Phillies are +0.5.
I know if I'm ready for the Phillies waters yet.
Who do we got going, Eflin?
We have to.
Take the Phillies?
Yeah. Have to. I'm doing it. Fuck it. Phillies plus a half. Have to. Why is that? That is plus fucking insane.
I mean, you're going to lay some juice, but.
Whatever.
As we say.
Give it to me.
If they give you the half.
It's worth the squeeze.
You fucking take it. Tyon and Spencer Watkins. I didn't want to lay it. With the Yankees. You laying it?
Yeah, -0.5. I think until shown otherwise, Yankees are a must bet right now.
Okay. Seattle's at Toronto. Nick, what happened last night?
You know what happened, Tony.
What happened?
I believe
Flexing Day's canceled.
Flexing's 1-6.
Guy gave up two runs.
Listen, we're not blaming him, yo.
Yeah, I know. Just don't, you know.
But the day is ruined because the team around him can't fucking hit.
They're playing some good ball clubs, too. I mean, they're not helping going into Toronto. That team can hit.
I am going to be on the Mariners first five plus a half.
Welcome back, fucking Logan Gilbert. I knew it. I knew you couldn't stay away.
This is more of a Berrios has a 737.
Hell yeah.
And Logan Gilbert has a 0.84 on the road.
Fucking M's, baby.
Seattle's
Let's go, Nick.
Has been better.
Fucking M's, dude.
Give me Seattle. Let's go. Plus
just like old times.
Too many times.
Yeah. Mariners plus a half. Come on.
We together on that one?
Yeah, what are you shitting
Good
me?
Luck, boys.
Never left. Never left.
Urquidy and Nivaldi. Houston at Boston. Looked at this one in every single way possible and decided not to take it.
Yeah, I mean, give me the Red Sox first five money line. I would love Evaldi. Sox bats starting to come alive.
A little bit.
Trevor Story, first home run at Fenway yesterday.
Odorizzi's season is also.
Oh, my God.
He was just heating up, too.
Did you see him go down?
Yeah.
I thought he was fucking. There was a sniper on the hill.
Yeah.
Oh. Did he blow it? Was that his Achilles? Did it come out? Yeah, jeez. Yeah. His face he's on done. That stretcher.
Yeah, he's done.
He just started pitching.
Which he was pitching really well.
He's very good.
But tonight, Urquidy and Evaldi, that was that one. St. Louis is at the Mets for game two of that one. Mats versus Taijuan Walker. Mats has been the better pitcher. Or Taijuan Walker's been the better pitcher, sorry. I'm not taking it for some reason, though. I don't know why.
Mets money line, please.
I don't know why I'm not.
Thank you.
You're going to hate me for this one. Tucker Davidson versus Adrian Hauser, Atlanta at Milwaukee.
You can't. You dying with Hauser.
I'm taking Milwaukee first five money line. Hauser is a 2.9 home. Tucker Davis gave up 5 in his only start. In 2 2/3 innings. This is...
I can't do it.
I'll take Milwaukee first five.
I can't. If the Brewers show up on my TV and I see Hauser pitching, I might throw up.
I'll probably do that tonight. You taking Buccos and Cubbies? Brubaker and King and Thompson?
No, Brubaker's been pitching better. Yeah, I was thinking about taking Thompson, but
stay away.
I'll gladly sit this one out.
Reed Detmers is coming off of 9 no-hit innings against Taylor Hearn. I don't like to take guys off of no-hitter. I'm going to stay away.
I will. I think the Angels bounce back tonight after fucking.
Oh, my God.
Syndergaard. They went up 3 in the first.
Trust me, I know. I saw it 3-0, and then they went down in the first.
Gave up 4 before he got a fucking.
What the fuck are we doing here?
Syndergaard hasn't pitched in a while,
though. Son of a
bitch. Might be catching up to him.
Here's
a long season, pal.
Yeah, it is a long season. Here's an interesting one. Alex Cobb and Chad Kuhl. I'm okay.
You're sitting it out? I thought you'd be on Kuhl for sure.
Yeah, I looked at it many, many ways, but the. Rockies have not been good as of late.
I'll take Cobb and the Giants first five money line.
Dylan Bundy, James Caprillion, I'm out.
You're out?
Fuck this.
Come on.
Who
man.
Are you on?
What do you think?
The fucking A's?
Yeah. First five plus a half at home against fucking Ted Bundy.
They've both been bad.
I like the A's.
Dylan Bundy started better than we thought he would.
It's unbelievable to start.
And then Merrill Kelly goes against Tyler Anderson. I will take the D-backs plus a half.
That is one I will not touch.
Merrill has a 0.89 away ERA, and Tyler Anderson is 5.4 at home. You know I don't love going against the Dodgers, but...
I was hoping for 1.5 again, but...
You know what makes me not love
seem to get there.
Going against the Dodgers even more? The fact that they're losing game one.
Oh, it's a double.
Yeah.
Let's play two.
Let's play two today.
Let's play two. There's a lot of let's play
two. There is a lot of let's play twos today. All right. I'm on the Marlins first five money line. The Phillies first five plus a half. Seattle first five plus a half. Milwaukee first five money line. And Arizona first five plus a half.
These are all first fives. Marlins money line. Mets money line. Phillies plus a half. Yanks minus a half. Mariners plus a half. Red Sox money line, Angels money line, Giants money line, A's plus a half.
Hell yeah. I got to add Philly here plus a half.
Did I say that? Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Let's see here.
Some plays there.
Fucking spread is plus a half.
Hold on, lads.
They held none.
Yeah, so far. Jeez. They got nobody in the lineup today either. Sala, Van Dijk, all out.
It's only a matter of time for Mikolas.
Yeah. The writing was on the wall. We've seen, we've watched Mikolas.
We have fucking seen this story.
I've seen those fucking stirrups trot out too many times to think he was going to continue a one ERA.
Fuck. Anything tomorrow?
Oh, Europa League final tomorrow.
Okay.
Frankfurt to lift the cup against Rangers.
Cool.
Yeah. Should be a banger of a match.
Against QPR? You're no. You're going against fucking...
No. Scottish Rangers.
Okay, Scottish Rangers.
Yeah. I don't know what division QPR is in, though. Yeah, Rangers first Europa League final. Good run for them.
Great run.
Stevie G took him halfway there, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What now he's got a fucking job to do on Sunday, lad. Fucking throw the fucking tarp on, dude. Put Stevie G on the pitch.
Are all leagues done this weekend?
Yeah. It's over. A lot of fucking teams. I don't remember in years past, but there's a lot of good players out at clubs. Like Dybala is done at Juventus. Mm-hmm. Chiellini's done at Juventus. Mm-hmm. You don't see players just go out of contract like that. Usually they're sold, but legends at the club. Like yeah, Chiellini, you kind of get. Stuff. Right. We're going to have no footy for, I mean, Champions League final will be.
That's it. And then we have to. It would have been real fucking sweet to have the World Cup this summer.
Yeah, because we had Euro last year. Was that last year?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee, that seems like years ago.
Right there.
Fuck. Well, don't we won't have to deal with that again? Well, might just be a different team.
Yep. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.